welcome to So That Reminds Me, Reminder Publishing's bi-weekly podcast discussing Western Mass news. I'm Chris Mazza.
And I'm Tyler Garnett.
And today we're approaching things a little bit different. We, of course, had the Sheriff's Picnic podcast last week, where we talked with a number of public officials and political hopefuls. And we encourage you to go back and listen to that one. Mm-hmm. And keeping that in mind, and the fact that we have the Labor Day holiday coming up and some tight deadlines, we're going to keep this episode kind of light and do something a little different. And basically what we're going to do is we are going to talk about some of the food and drink that we tried at this year's Big E Media food preview.
Yep.
Which was an exciting time. We had quite the contingent there. Mm-hmm. Myself and Tyler were both there, along with managing editor Dennis Hackett, executive editor Peyton North, staff writer Trent Lavakis was there, as well as staff writer Ryan Fair. Am I forgetting any? Oh, Deb and Gardner from Prime Editors. And
Sarah as well.
That's right. We had a full boat with Sarah Heinen and another one of our esteemed staff writers. So yep, we got a lot of great perspectives. And along with all of that, we provided some content in a few different ways. We mm-hmm. have the kind of a review of all of those items that we tried, or several of the items that we tried, which is going to be in our print editions that actually went out on Thursday, this episode coming out on Friday.
Yep.
And we also delved into some new waters with our first TikTok video.
Yep.
So you can check that out if you go to TikTok. Reminder Publishing now has its own TikTok. Is it a channel? What do they call it on
TikTok?
Yeah,
I guess it would be called a channel or a profile, whatever you want to call it.
Whatever the young kids are calling it. I'm far too far too ancient for this technology. So, but before we get into talking about some of the things that we found particularly great about this year's Big E, we are going to take a quick break.
Small businesses are the heartbeat of our communities. And at the first annual Go Local Marketplace, over 20 local makers will be bringing what they do best to brew practitioners for all to enjoy. From food trucks to live music and more, Go Local Marketplace will be your place to shop small with friends and family in tow. Go Local Marketplace will take place on Saturday, October 5th from 1 to 5 p.m. at Brew Practitioners in East Long Meadow. Parking and admission to the event is free. Bring your friends and family to Go Local Marketplace and enjoy the best of what our small business community has to offer.
Would you like to put your products and services before more than 2,500 potential customers in just one day? That's what a booth at the Prime Living Senior Expo can do for your business. If your goal is connecting with consumers age 50 plus, let the Prime Living Senior Expo help you reach this exploding market. To book your space for September 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in MGM's Aria Ballroom, contact your sales representative or visit primelifeexpo.com.
And we're back, and we are going to be talking about some of the food and drink items that we tried out at the Big E media food preview. And I think that this was mentioned by Dennis and Peyton in a previous podcast, but I feel that, in full disclosure, I have to readily admit that I am not a big fan of the Big E.
Crazy.
I know it's sacrilege around here, but I am a city boy through and through. Mm-hmm. So I don't connect with it the way that a lot of people do.
Sure.
I do end up going every year because mm-hmm. my wife loves it, and now of course my 6-year-old, soon to be 7-year-old daughter also loves it. Mm-hmm. So I'm along for the ride a lot. Mm-hmm. But I will say that one of the things I've always enjoyed is this media event where we get to preview some of the new and exciting things. Now, you being from New York, Long Island originally,
yes,
coming in, did you have a familiarity with the Big E?
No, I had no familiarity, especially even when I first moved here and then got this job a few months after that. I remember actually a funny story when I first started. Mike Dobbs was going to the Big E to write a story. And I said, I'll go with him because I hadn't been at that point. This was before the media party. This was before the food preview. And he said, all right, yeah, come with me. And I said, all right, yeah, I'll help you out. Not knowing what the Big E was, thinking it was just some fair that was in a parking lot or something like that. And as we were leaving the old office, he asked me, he said, oh, so what story are you looking for to do at the Big E? And I was still a couple weeks old. I said, honestly, I'm just looking to see it for the first time. When I tell you, he stopped in his tracks and he said, you've never been to the Big E? I said, I'll do you one better. I've never heard of the Big E. To just show how sacrilegious it is around here for sure. And he's like, that's the story. That's the story right there. Someone who's never been to it, that's what I'll write about. So that was included in that first article. And the past 2 years, I have not missed the opportunity to definitely go to the media food preview. Definitely one of the cooler perks of the job, getting to try all the new food before anyone else. And I definitely try and go maybe once or twice each year, but I know not to go on the weekends because I know that is the most busiest time ever because I know the crowds they draw. So I will try and find some time this year, and I'm looking forward to it personally, especially after trying all this good food.
All right. Well, speaking of the Big E, you really can't speak of the Big E without thinking of Big E food and the cream puff, which yes. is basically the signature delicacy of the Big E. Mm-hmm. And over the years, they've tried some different things with the cream puff to kind of course, keep the original, the traditional that everybody loves, mm-hmm. but, you know, also, you know, have a little bit different take on it for people who are looking to expand a little bit. And this year, they had a cookies and cream flavor. Now, this was something that I was really excited about when I heard, because mm-hmm. cookies and cream just right up my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. And the Big E Bakery folks explained that this was made with real Oreo, and they're using Hood cream now, so they have the freshest and best cream
awesome.
Available. And let me tell you, this was the cream puff to me, like most of the Big E, and I'm sorry to all the Big E enthusiasts out there. There's nothing wrong with liking the Big E. It's just never been my thing. So the cream puff, again, was one of those things I was just like, yeah, okay, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
People swear by it. I'll never say no to one when it's offered to me.
Of course.
But the cookies and cream one was just like, all right, when I'm at the Big E this year, I'm getting yeah. this snack.
Yeah, I felt the same exact way. Usually I've had the cream puffs in the past just to try them. I thought, these are all right. Didn't really love the flavor. Not of these specific ones. I've never just been a big cream puff fan, especially the small pastries they had. But I had the same thought as you. As soon as I saw cookies and cream, I love cookies and cream flavored anything. I know they have Hershey cookies and cream and ice cream and all that stuff. But this is something that we were lucky enough to be able to take home in a little to-go containers, some in more proper to-go containers. But I know the next morning I woke up and I couldn't resist. I think it was about 11 a.m. and I said, I just need one quick bite before I eat lunch, you know?
Oh, don't lie. You had it for breakfast.
It was for breakfast. You're right. You're right. It was. I had a cream puff and I had my coffee, and it was a great start to the day because, yeah, it was just that delicious. The pastry on the outside is obviously good, but the real thing you want to try is the cookies and cream filling itself is really delicious.
Now, one thing that they were explaining when I was over at the Big E Bakery table at the preview was that there are two ways to eat the cream puff.
Okay.
The first is, you know, it's obviously the top and the bottom are separate.
Yes.
You can either take both ends and twist kind of like you would an Oreo and open it up, and then you've got kind of two halves,
yeah.
and then you do it that way. Or you just smush the whole thing down and just dig right in.
Interesting.
So I just dug right in. I think I'm in the dig right in
yeah.
camp. Now, which is funny because with an Oreo, I'm the twist and lick kind
really,
of guy.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I think that you're an absolute barbarian if you just bite right into an Oreo.
Yeah.
but How about you? Which would you? How would you attack the cream puff?
Well, now knowing, I did not know these two methods ahead of time. I am definitely a dig right in kind of guy with that. It is a very shareable cream puff, but it's so good that I'm not really wanting to share it with anyone. That's how delicious it is. I was digging in just with a spoon or fork, whatever. But now knowing that, honestly, I might have to twist and separate it, see how that is. Even though I am a barbarian, I guess, with how I eat my Oreos. I definitely bite right into those things. But I'm going to have to try these two new ways.
All right. And did you have an item that jumped out to you heading into this media event, or something that you tried that you were just like, well, this is something everybody should try?
Yeah, it's going to be a wild one, and it kind of lives up to the name. Definitely some the talk of the town at the media party and after it on social media as well, but it's got to be the Crazy Burger from the Emporium. It's intimidating to see at first. I'll go right off the description. It says an Angus beef smash burger topped with cheese, bacon, onion rings placed between two fresh glazed donuts. Just seeing it and hearing the definition, I'm sure it definitely turns a few people off, and you think, how could I possibly eat that thing? That can't taste good altogether. But I can say it was very delicious to try how it worked. I mean, using the two glazed donuts as buns, the donuts itself were delicious, could have held by themselves. And you think, how is the burger, the cheese, the onion rings and bacon, everything going to taste on the inside? But I personally tasted everything. I thought the flavor was good on everything. Something I was only able to have a few bites for at the time with everything I tried. But I would love to try it again, honestly, when a biggie officially comes to town, because that was lived up to the name, the Crazy Burger.
Yeah, as noted in the TikTok video, both you, Dennis, mm-hmm. and myself all gave this a try. Yes. And hats off to Dennis because he managed to finish it. So
tip of the cap for sure.
Definitely. But I thought that this also surprisingly worked very well. I thought mm-hmm. that the sweetness of the donuts, mm-hmm. the savory of the meat, yeah. and like the saltiness from the onion rings and the bacon really all worked very well together. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I would say is, guys, you got to melt the cheese. You know, the cheese was just kind of sitting on top of these other things. Yeah. And granted, this was also a media event. They were trying to push these things yes. out quickly for us in a gazebo. So
yes.
it's possible that this is something. But to me, putting the cheese right on the burger so it melts onto the burger is mm-hmm. is really key, and probably also could have helped hold the thing together a little bit better.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point too, because the cheese did feel, you know, almost rubbery, if you will, not the greatest way to put it, but just because it wasn't cooked fully yet. But I will say that's a few knocks on just like all of them. They're trying to push all these, you know, different variations of their food out in small sample sizes under the gazebo. So I'm sure come Big E time, I'm sure they'll correct that as well. But I'd have it again for sure, no matter what.
All right. And we'll continue with this conversation in just a moment after a few brief messages.
Since the founding of Reminder Publishing over 60 years ago, The Reminder has brought local businesses together with their customers through our advertising and coverage. Over the past 4 years, The Reminder has been adding to its reporting and expanding our readership, while other newspapers in the region, state, and country have scaled back or closed. We want local community journalism to thrive and grow, and are asking our readers and listeners to support and participate. The Reminder Press Club's mission is to ensure that local journalism is sustainable and leading healthy community discussions. The Reminder Press Club is a way for you to support the crucial work of professional reporters covering the vital stories in our community. Learn more about the Reminder Press Club or join at reminderpressclub.com. We get it. You're busy, but you want to be connected to your local community. If you're not reading The Reminder, Western Mass's free weekly newspaper, you're missing out on the heartbeat of your town. Stay in the loop with all the latest buzz, from local stories to community updates and exciting events. It's all in The Reminder. Just log on to thereminder.com and dive into the hometown news you love. To subscribe to receive The Reminder at your home, call 413-788-1316. Don't miss a beat. Your town, your stories, your community, for over 60 years. The Reminder. We are hometown news.
And we're back, continuing to bring you on a food tour of all the different foods and drinks that we got to sample at the Big E Media Food Preview. And I think the next thing that I'm going to go with is Macho Taco had an empanada taco that I got to try. And this was probably my favorite item of the event. It's exactly like it sounds. It's basically like the empanada shell, but it's cut open like a taco, and then the taco meat and seasonings and pico and lime aioli and sour cream and everything is, you know, it's built like a taco.
Yeah.
But I feel like having that empanada shell that was nice and light and airy mm-hmm. with a little bit of crisp to it was really great. And the best part of it is when I'm thinking fair food, I'm thinking something portable,
yeah,
you know, and that's something that you could carry around with you and eat. And of course, you know, it's going to be a little messy. Tacos are just generally messy.
Yeah.
But that was something that I thought was just when you're thinking of unique fair food, that mm-hmm. just hit the mark.
Yeah, that is definitely something I was jealous of that I didn't get the chance to try. As I'm looking at my list of everything I tried, and even when I was writing the review, you know, for the paper with everyone else, I didn't realize how many things I tried until looking after, and I was checking off and writing little notes next to each thing. And I tried a lot of good things. One of my favorites, probably my favorite thing that I tried next was from the Sam Adams Beer Garden. And that was the apple cider pulled pork grilled cheese. Yeah. And another thing that sounds just exactly, you know, what it is. It's just a pulled pork grilled cheese, you know, in between two pieces of sourdough bread, which is great bread to make any sandwich on, in my opinion. And you have the pulled pork. But then they added some slices of fresh local apples, which I thought just brought the flavors together so nicely. It was sweet from the pulled pork. It was savory. You know, the apples were fresh and everything. And another just portable item you could walk around with. It was a easy bite. And I was a little upset that it was only a small sample size because I would enjoy a huge, huge grilled cheese of that. So another item that I'll be on the lookout for when the Big E comes to town.
Well, and probably a good thing that they were small sample sizes.
Oh, absolutely.
With the number of, I'm looking at your list and all the check marks on your list.
Yep, compared to the front and the back. I know, I was counting after trying to see, you know, we had to write a little excerpt for each item. And on the piece of paper, I wrote most of them like I was just a child. And I just wrote, good, great flavor, wild. So my palate and how I describe some of the food took a little bit, but I recommend it if that means anything.
Well, and you'll notice if you go to the TikTok video, you'll notice that there's a lot of biting into stuff.
Yes.
And then, you know, nodding
of the head, yes.
And thumbs up and stuff like that because, well, on top of everything else, our mouths were full. It's not polite to talk with your mouth full.
Exactly,
so.
Exactly.
Luckily, we wrote it all down later, so you can read about that in the reminder
yes,
this week, too.
Yes, yes.
One thing that we both had a chance to try was from the Wurst House, the Supreme Schnitzel Sandy,
mm-hmm.
which was a golden fried pork cutlet, breaded and fried until golden brown, topped with beer cheese sauce and bacon crumbles, and it was served on a pretzel bun.
Yes.
I thought that this was another – now, I'm not – this is another reason why I'm not huge into the Big E is I'm not huge into fried food.
Mm-hmm.
But this wasn't like a deep fried.
No,
you know,
yeah.
This was like a pan-fried
mm-hmm.
Schnitzel patty. And I thought that it was really nice. You know, the breading was light and,
mm-hmm.
and it was flavorful. The beer cheese, I thought, was a nice touch on it.
Yep.
And, of course, if you've got beer cheese with a pretzel bun,
yeah.
That is just hitting a lot of the notes for me.
Yep. Yeah. No, I agree. I thought the fried pork cutlet was cooked great. It was definitely very light. And, yeah, the cheese, the beer cheese, I think, was one of the best parts. A lot of it ran off on the side in the little container I had. And I was dipping the whole sandwich into it because I just wanted more and more of the beer cheese. And, you know, you touched on the pretzel bun as well. There's probably no better bun for some of these burgers than a pretzel bun. It's just a great, I don't know the word I'm looking for. It's a great combination, if you
yeah.
will.
So were there any other meal type items that really stood out to you? I'm going to move on to a couple of other things
mm-hmm.
quickly. But if you had anything that you really wanted to say, oh, by the way, let's talk about this. before we move on to some dessert items.
Gotcha. Yeah. So just two quickly. One that I look forward to every year is from Storrowtown Tavern Soup Shack. It's a blackened mac and cheese. Just delicious. I love the flavor of it every single year. I look forward to it. The mac and cheese is delicious. The chicken is good and it has some great flavor. So that's one of them.
Yeah. No, that was one that I tried as well and did enjoy. Of course, you know, it's one of those things that I believe you can get served in a bread bowl, which, of course, you know, Storrowtown loves their bread bowls, and their bread bowls are quite good.
Yep.
Makes it a little harder to carry, but, you know, if you can find a place to sit down, especially along the Avenue of States, and can enjoy, that's great. What I liked about this is I won't say that I'm picky about mac and cheese, but I don't get mac and cheese a lot because if it's too dry or if it's too runny, just like, but this was just the right amount of creamy and everything.
Yes.
And like you said, the seasoned chicken just added a real nice kind of zest to it. So, yeah, I was a big fan of that as well.
Yeah, and then the last thing that I tried that I really like was from the McExpress was the Polish Godfather, another great iteration of something served on the pretzel roll, which was delicious. It was seared kielbasa patty topped with sautéed peppers and onions and mustard served on a pretzel roll. And, you know, another thing that lived up to the name, the Polish Godfather. It had a lot of those great Polish flavors with the kielbasa and everything on top, had peppers and onions, which is just great together, and it all came together really nicely, and, you know, you had a nice touch of mustard on the roll as well, and I thought it was another thing that I really recommend trying for anyone who enjoys those flavors.
Yeah, the Mick always comes up with something pretty special for the Biggie, and this was no exception.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that as well, and I'm not someone who enjoys onions all that much, but there was a nice balance between the peppers, the onions, the kielbasa itself, and it really all worked really well together.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to get into one of my dessert items, and then I know that you have one that you were brave enough to try.
Yes.
Not necessarily because it didn't look good, but just because after everything else we had eaten, I just knew that I could not tackle that.
Yes.
But one of the things that I tried was the maple creamy cannoli from Ferrandino Maple. It was basically, you know, a fresh cannoli shell with their maple creamy ice cream, had powdered sugar, and was drizzled with some maple syrup. This is one you got to grab the spoon for, because if you're planning on picking this up and eating it like a regular cannoli, you're going to end up wasting a lot of that really nice ice cream. The ice cream was nice and light and had a little bit of sweetness to it. Wasn't like overpoweringly sweet, because you know how sweet maple syrup can be, like pure maple syrup.
Yeah.
But this was nice and light. And once you ate it down to a point where you were not going to waste any of that, then you could pick it up and bite into it. And it was nice, light, flaky cannoli shell that was just – I just thought that was a nice treat, especially – when we're getting into that fair time, it might be getting a little cooler in the evenings, but a lot of times in September, you're still having these warm days.
Yeah.
So especially if you're there in one of those warm days, this would be a nice treat for you.
Yeah, that one I didn't get the chance to try because another thing caught my eye for the dessert menu, and that was from Moolicious. One thing that they were advertising pretty heavily and a lot of people were trying was a cornbread sundae, which did look good. I did not get the chance to try, but the one that caught my eye was the Moo Bomb. And the Moo Bomb was one of the crazier desserts I've ever seen kind of put together, so I'll explain it really quickly. It's a cone bowl of ice cream at the bottom, then they fill it up with soft served ice cream, but they create like a little crater in the middle, and they have a bunch of different toppings they put in the middle. I said I wasn't allergic, give me the works, I want to try it how you intend to make it. So it included hot fudge, caramel, peanut butter sauce, marshmallow, peanut butter cups, Oreos, and Reese's Pieces all in the middle of this thing. They cover it up with more soft serve ice cream, and then they top it with a blue raspberry dip that hardens, like one of those things you can get from like an ice cream truck. So it hardened over the top, and then they just said, here you go, dig in and have fun.
I got a sugar high just listening to you describe that.
Yeah, it was crazy, and the way I went about it was, you know, I kind of went right through the dip, and I tried digging right through the middle because I wanted all those good toppings and flavors in every bite. And for someone who likes peanut butter, if you like peanut butter, I definitely recommend this. I mean, the ice cream was delicious. You can't go wrong with really any of these flavors: caramel, hot fudge, Oreos, Reese's Pieces. I mean, these are the basics, and these are just the toppings everyone falls in love with. So I think the Moo Bomb was definitely a dessert that I loved.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at that, there was some FOMO. You know, I was just like, man, should I get one?
Yeah.
You know, I watched you eating this, and yeah. I was just like, but I just couldn't, you know. I was at that point where it was just like, you know, I'm only kind of regretting this right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to fully regret trying all of these different fair foods at the same time. That's the big challenge for us. And the sacrifice that we make for you listeners and you readers is we have to do all of this stuff all at once in a short amount of time. So we put ourselves in harm's way with the gastric distress we may experience later, all in the name of journalism.
Exactly. I think that's the best part of it all. I always joke about is that I feel like this event is getting earlier and earlier in the morning each year. I think last year was at 11. This year was at 10 a.m. And, you know, no better way to start your day than with some of these food items, dessert items, and some of these drink items as well that they have for us. So it's really start your day off strong. And we joked around, and the Moo Bomb was definitely my closer. It was the last thing that I tried. I wanted to make sure I tried every food item, every drink item before I had my dessert to finish off the day that, you know, we were done by 12 o'clock. So the day is still young at that point. So
now, moving on, we're just going to do one of the drink items. There were a few drink items that were there, but there was one that most of the group tried, and that was for the V1 Vodka. They had Taylor's Lavender Haze Lemonade, which was clearly a reference to a certain pop star who may have at some point or may at some point grace the Big E, but usually Big E acts, you know, are essentially I am getting to the age where I'm enjoying some of the Big E acts, which is telling me that maybe I'm a little old.
Yeah. Fair. I mean, I know I got excited when I saw Ludacris is coming to town. That was a big discussion we had, I know.
So we all gave this one a try, or at least most of us in the group gave this a try. And it's V1 Lemon, organic lemonade, and lavender simple syrup, and it's garnished with lemon and a local lavender sprig. So basically, this tasted a lot like, I mean, it was like a flavored lemonade, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And people who know me well know that I am a fan of a certain theme park where a certain mouse is the mascot. And one of my favorite things to get at one of the parks there is an adult lemonade because of how refreshing it is. And it's something that, again, has vodka in it without like that really strong vodka bite that you can get a lot of times.
Yep.
And this was different. It tasted different from that, but it was along those same lines. So it was something that I really enjoyed because it was nice and light. Some may refer to it as, you know, quote unquote dangerous because it doesn't have that, you know, that real heavy alcohol bite to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that it was a nice, refreshing drink. Again, something especially on those days where the days in early September, even late September, can be a little bit warmer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I had a lot of the same things. Actually, in my quote, I said the exact thing that it is dangerous in the best way possible because you really didn't taste the vodka. I'm not a huge fan of vodka, especially bad vodka usually tastes like hand sanitizer. V1 does not. So, you know, putting all this together, it tasted just like pink lemonade. It was refreshing. It was definitely something I could drink a lot of, which would get me in trouble in the end, but it is very delicious to drink. It was sweet, but not too sweet. You know, it tasted like just pink lemonade. And, you know, on a hot day, you know, you were talking about the Big E could get cooler. Obviously, it's that time in the end of September. But if you go on a hot day and you walk around with this drink, it is definitely something that will keep you refreshed.
All right. So is there anything that we didn't touch on that you're now thinking, oh, man, we should really talk about this? And I should say that these are just a few of the items that we tried.
Yes.
If we were to try and pack everything that we tried and that everybody tried onto this podcast, it would be probably our longest runtime ever.
Yeah.
So we just selected a few items that the two of us have found to be our favorites. Others in our group had other favorites. Mm-hmm. You can read all about them in the reminder, or find it online at thereminder.com. But is there anything else that we missed that you were really a fan of?
Well, I'll round it out and I'll stick to the drink theme. And I'll go from Downey Cider. They had a limited edition caramel apple cider as well. I know come fall time, most people look forward to their apple ciders, those cider drinks, nothing better than cool weather. Leaves are changing colors, looking for a nice cider to drink. And I think this is exactly what it was. It was sweet. It was delicious. They described it as a smooth caramel aroma, bright and refreshing apple flavor with a sweet caramel finish. And I'm not going to try and reinvent the wheel. The definition is exactly how it tasted. It was smooth. It was nice. It was sweet. Another refreshing drink that I would enjoy walking around the Big E with. And the guys I was talking to at the Downey Cider booth, they said this is a limited edition cider that you can only get at the booth at the Big E. So if you want to try that, you have to make sure to go down to Big E, and I recommend trying one of them for sure.
All right. Well, that, I believe, wraps our discussion on the Big E foods that we were able to try. Of course, as I've said before, you can check out the story in this week's Reminder Publishing products, as well as on the website, thereminder.com, or check out the TikTok. Give it a like, repost it, share it with your friends, and just spread the word on all these great items that we were able to try, and try them out for yourself. Come to the Big E time.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think.
And that will wrap up this episode of So That Reminds Me. Thanks again, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thanks for listening to So That Reminds Me, produced by Western Massachusetts news source Reminder Publishing. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, find the latest news at thereminder.com, and follow Reminder Publishing on Instagram @ReminderPublishing, on X @TheReminderMA, and on Facebook. Reminder Publishing. We are hometown news.